Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You've got it. All right, here I go. You've got it.
We're doing another 20 minutes with Royce Lang. I think he's an amazing podcaster and a great guy. And has a lot of courage standing up to the NBA, to the millions of Uyghurs that were enslaved, the disgusting owner of one of the big teams, saying he doesn't even think about them. They don't even rise to the level of his mind. And he's worth billions of dollars. I mean, this guy makes me want to throw up. And, of course, he's Indian. I love Indian folks, but, I mean, he's Indian. So it's a brown guy saying, screw other brown people, so it's okay. I mean, I don't care if you're Chinese, I don't care if you're African, I don't care if you're European. If you're getting oppressed, we should have empathy, because if we let that happen to them, it's going to happen to us. Now, we instinctively feel and hurt over it, but that God put that in us, because if we don't stand up for other people, folks, we're not going to be safe either. Roy, some stations join us next segment. I want to get into Maui with you, because that's something we have to do. People are tuned in to hear that. We got off in the race. It needs to be talked about. It's very important, because only the left's talking about it and manipulating. But just other key topics, other things you want to hit before we come back from break here and join some stations and dive into Maui.
Well, again, I'm from a small place. I'm a big guy from a small place, and I like to use whatever time I have in front of the people of the world to talk about important issues. The Big Three is certainly a great platform, and I appreciate Ice Cube for being one of the few sports owners in the world that would let me demonstrate my views, and one of the last vanguards of free speech in the sports world, so I'm very thankful to him for that. But again, I don't know anything about weapons, and only what they tell us. Only what you could go to the Federal Register and read yourself. Only what you could go pull up Joe Biden saying himself. I'm just a regular, low education citizen here in this country that's concerned about the value of my citizenship and the prospect of my freedom and security.
Well, let's be specific. Last time I checked, the Air Force has 20 DC-10s and a couple other big... It's more than 30 large jets in the Defense Department arsenal that are operational with giant chemical lasers that on a clear day from 50 miles an hour can blow up airplanes or blow up oil tankers or kill people. And we're talking high-powered lasers that are – I'm not an engineer, but they're cyclotronic. They charge up. They shoot particles through them as well. And they've had them for 30, 40 years. Okay, so – I mean, my dad built in like 1965 a Union Carbide Ruby laser that would shoot through, a quarter inch of steel, shoot holes in it. So, yeah, they got them.
They have these weapons. The average American citizen is completely in the dark about the sophistication of advanced technology and weapon systems that our government has. But more importantly, Raytheon, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and these other independent private contractors are currently staging these weapons and testing these weapons. I mean, they're testing them. Where's the oversight?
Operational.
Do we think that Ilhan Omar or AOC or Rashida Tlaib or whatever other congressional oversight committees they have are actually keeping a tight leash on Raytheon and Lockheed Martin? Give me a break.
Do you know
about the people in Hawaii?
Sorry, guys. Sir, go ahead. What?
No, I was saying these people don't care anything about the people in Hawaii.
Well, something just hit me when you said that, because I made a study of our anti-ballistic missile defense system. Guess where the main concentration in the world admitted in congressional hearings years ago of ship and aircraft and land-based lasers is? Guess where the number one concentration is in the world? Hawaii.
Of course.
Wahoo. Great. Maui. And Kauai. Anybody can look it up. That's incredible, isn't it?
exactly the way. I mean, it shouldn't shock us. It really shouldn't shock us at this point. My interest in this Maui situation, and my interest as somebody who's running for office, we should always demand that the American people get answers and investigations into tragedies and crises like this, because there is the potential for these things to be nefarious and malicious acts done by domestic forces.
That's right. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You're dead on. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vital Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay down for me.
All right. Royce White's our guest, talk show host, NBA player, MMA fighter, but more importantly, a patriot running for the Senate. Joining us from Minnesota. We got reporters on the ground. Jason Jones coming up in 30 minutes. You got into lasers, and I've not said they couldn't use lasers to start these fires. I pointed out that they don't do that with a space-based because they can't shoot that far into the atmosphere. It loses power. They're up there to stop intercontinental ballistic missiles coming through because there's no resistance in space to the lasers. They can shoot some from 1,000 miles away with these lasers. On the ground, because of that, because of the atmosphere, I've studied this quite a bit, they have cyclotronic particle beams that spin up a bunch of particles like a superconducting super collider and then fire it through a laser. There's an airborne laser from 30 years ago. And of course, they have some of the smaller jets now have these. But guys, go back to the super. That right there is a giant chemical laser that does not need to cool. The Chinese just claimed they invented this last week. The U.S. had it 50 years ago. But these have been operational for 30 years. They've got, last time I checked, more than 30 of these in all different size large jets. And it can fly around all day long shooting air and ground and sea targets. And it would only take one of those 2 minutes to sit there and shoot those power poles and brush areas and transformers and burn that down. I'm not saying that's what happened, because you have the brush, you have them standing down, you have them not cutting, you have them keeping the power on, you have them not giving them the water, you have them not turning the sirens on. The evidence is mounting, and they're now even admitting to the Washington Post, okay, they should have turned the power off. It was the electrical lines. But it's fair to point out that our military is moving more and more to particle beams, lasers, and rail guns, and that really is the technology that's actually old, but is now being fully deployed. Go ahead. And you called during the break. You had a great idea.
Yeah, look, if there's nothing to hide, why is everybody so apprehensive to investigation? All I said on the side of my head was investigate. I didn't say that space lasers burned Maui. I didn't say that directed energy weapons burned Maui. I said direct energy weapons, question mark. I just asked the general question, do people know that direct energy weapons exist and that they are capable of doing something like this? But why is everybody so, why are these liberals, why are these elites, why are these rhinos, why are these people so apprehensive to simple investigation? Look, let's cross-reference the flight records, military and commercial or private or whatever the case is. Let's cross-reference the flight records. Were there any flights up and running in the area during the time in question? I mean, there are things we could do. And when you see people that want to knock down or cut down an investigation, a simple and warranted investigation, it should always have people consider that something is being hidden. I mean, why do we think things aren't being hidden from us in this country? Or at least I'm asking the liberals, because those of us that are woke, really awake and red-pilled, we know, we understand how much has been hidden, which is why we don't trust the institutions.
Absolutely. But Look at that C-130. That'd be the perfect thing to catch fires. It could turn on a continuous laser for over an hour, last time I read the specs on it, and so it could just fly right along and set fires anywhere it wanted to.
What about, let's go a layer even deeper, Alex. What about all the congressional testimony from all of these military guys who are saying that they worked on these, secret projects that not only had to do with these lasers and these directed energy weapons or these, staged weapon systems that do a variety of things, but also that this UAP phenomenon and all of the, and the potential that our government or certain independent contractors are reverse engineering these UFO into man-made ones that some people think are UFOs. All of this stuff is in question. What I'm saying is the Second Amendment has been used as a cultural wedge issue to keep conservatives in the muck and trying to defend keeping their AR-15s, when really the military and the independent contractors of the military industrial complex are going to advance weapon warfare at light speed, no pun intended. Okay, so, and we're busy, we think that a reasonable fight is to keep our AR-15s. No, that's not reasonable.
And let's go further. Now that half the Air Force fleet is drone, humans wouldn't want to do this, but you could have drones launched that one person programs, and that then it erases the program and nobody knows they ever did it.
When you put the trigger and you put the keys to the technology, the information, the mainframes in the hands of machines or robots that don't need to eat, sleep, or breathe, it becomes very hard to defend yourself against tyranny. The scope of technology is way out of control. It's anti-American, in my opinion. It's unconstitutional, in my opinion. The government should not have these types of weapon systems. Certainly, if the average American citizen isn't allowed to have them in some capacity, and it's all being used and justified that it's for our security, and all the great patriots in the history of our country agreed, when you give up your freedom for security, you end up with neither. And that's what we're looking at now. The people of Maui are completely unprotected and undefended. If a certain individual party did want to burn Maui with a direct energy weapon, and that's the real problem we should be looking at.
And I have all the videos, we played some of them, hundreds of explosions and then fires all starting along the power lines, which they left turned on, which they did not trim the trees from. You've driven all over the country. You've been in the NBA. I've not been anywhere in the country where they don't cut the trees back from the power lines, but not in that area of Maui. I mean, you don't trim the trees. You leave the power on when a hurricane hits. I mean, you know what's going to happen. That's 2 + 2 = 4.
And Alex, you've been saying for years, and I think it was on your show, one of the first people who I saw talk about HAARP and the ability for the United States government to manipulate the weather. And I mean, we talk about the rarity of tropical storms and hurricanes even hitting Hawaii in the first place. Who's to say that isn't another part of advanced technology and weapon system? We don't know. That's the main point here. We don't know. The lack of transparency from our government around advanced technology and weapon systems is completely unacceptable for American citizens.
Absolutely. Go back to that footage. Again, that's a large Air Force aircraft with a laser that could literally fire all day long on you. And that's the reality. They got drones with it, everything. So let's talk about this. We have Hurricane Hillary. We'll put it on screen. To threaten flooding rain in California, Nevada, and Arizona. Well, this was a dry hurricane without any rain that hit Hawaii. But it's only in these key areas the globalists wanted. They didn't clear the brush and do this. But if we look at what's about to hit California, and I was saying this earlier, I forgot to do it. The UN Agenda 21, 1992 Rio de Janeiro Treaty that George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to, the Senate didn't ratify, but we're still under it, under UNESCO, that set up everything that we're now up to with Agenda 2030 and the deindustrialization plan and the clock ticking down and them telling us it's the end of the world. They have a policy of not trimming the trees and brush on the highways. That's official. So the only other state that doesn't do this, other than Hawaii, is California. But again, they do it in the rich areas. They don't do it in the poor areas, knowing it's then going to burn them out. Then they take their property. So I would look for some more big wildfires and problems now, specifically because if you leave the power on and you do not have the trees trimmed, it's going to start giant fires, period, Mr. White.
Well, I'm not in the United States Senate yet, but if I was in the United States Senate and I was on the Senate floor, I would be calling for a full investigation into what took place in Maui. And I would also call for my fellow Senate and Congress men and women to sign a legislation that called for the transparency of some of these weapon systems for the American people. The American people are not so feeble, they're not so weak, they're not so fragile that they can't defend themselves in the interim of understanding the full scope and capacity of some of these technologies and weapon systems. You know, yes, Russia has certain advanced weapons, absolutely. China has certain advanced weapons, yeah. But our military, just like JFK and Eisenhower pointed out, our military using their capacity as a justification to keep us in the dark is unconstitutional. And that's a part of being an American citizen. Yeah, we open ourselves up to strategic, to losing tactical advantage with some of our enemies in the interest of freedom.
Well, let's expand on that. We just saw the Pentagon, not our average troops. People think the Pentagon is going to save us. It's globalist at the top, 95%.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
These people wait. And I'm not saying the cops were even conscious they were following orders, which is terrible. But this has come out. Why were there all the cars lined up? Nothing was blocked. They told them to stay there because the administrators, this just adds to it, want everybody dead so they can't stand up for their land when they take it. So it'll be their family members in another state or another country that then come and they can be told what to do by the system. This was a genocide, an extermination of the most valuable land in the United States of America on record. Is that town that the globalists wanted to build on and failed this year to be able to get control of and build high rises. And I've checked. Other locals are saying the same thing happened. I'm going to talk to a reporter on the ground coming up, Royce White, but that is damning.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Alex, but I'm going to start making some Go Fish t-shirts. Our buddy Fish there is a real hero, and he represents the deplorables all around the country that maybe aren't highly educated or part of the aristocratic wine society, but they make basic observations and they want to ask basic questions and they're being called crazy. That's why my podcast is titled Please Call Me Crazy. You can see it later on tonight at 9 p.m. on YouTube if you get the chance, also on Rumble at 9 p.m. and it's available on all the major audio platforms as well. Godspeed, man.
Absolutely. I skipped the break. You need to leave right now. I got a few more questions.
Oh, keep going. Yeah, I thought we were going through the break.
No, you're looking at the time. Well, I skipped it. Yeah, I should have told you that. So, you know, the issue here is I heard this 8 days ago when it happened. The police were blocking the roads. And I went and checked, and more witnesses are saying it. But we can't find out what happened because we can't get in to talk to them because they're blocking the media. And I'm about 2 inches away from getting on an airplane. I don't like going to jail. Hawaii never really became a free state after it was seized by the U.S. military and then, well, you know, supposedly became a state. It's nice people, but it's not really free. If I go, I mean, I'm going into Lahaina, and I'm not going to be stopped. In fact, I was about to get tickets yesterday when Jason Jones called me and said he was already there. He's done reporting for us, but that pisses me off. That's a crime scene of them cutting off the water, cutting off the sirens, not cutting the trees, keeping the power on, and now they're trying to cover it up. I mean, I agree with what you wrote on the side of your head, Royce. We need to investigate Maui.
Yeah, we need to investigate, but now I'm more concerned that you're actually still getting on airplanes, Alex. That bothers me. Don't get on another airplane, man. You're too important. Don't get on another airplane, especially some little private jet maintained and maintenance by some third-party contractor to go to Hawaii. We'll figure out what's going on in Hawaii. Too easy to take.
Well, don't worry. I'm not flying on private jets to Hawaii. No.
Okay.
No, I'm flying on 777.
Don't get on any plane. Okay, the big boys. Okay, that's better.
And I also tend to get my tickets last minute because I know that's their favorite way. They might blow up a whole airplane just to get me. I know it.
Senator Wellstone, here in the great state of Minnesota, I'm running for office. He took a little prop jet up to rural Minnesota, I think, and never came back. Some real controversy and legislation around his race then. I know he's a Democrat, but there's a lot of.
Well, he was a Democrat, wasn't playing ball
at that time. He wasn't playing ball yet. And there are a lot of them over there. There are a lot of them over there. We got to be open to all possibilities now. There's some hardline issues we need to draw a line in the sand on, but understand also that people can change. People can have their worldview change, especially a guy like RFK even, I think, is showing us that, although his family's legacy and John's legacy is what it is. But yeah,
you read my mind. I was about to ask your view. I respect your view on RFK Jr.
you know, RFK, I love what he's doing. I love what he's saying. I mean, he's a shock troop. He came to one of the big three games. I had the chance to meet him. I had met him previously 2 years ago with the Unity Project when the Unity Project came together to fight against the vaccine mandates there in California. So I had been on the phone with him. I like a lot of what he's saying. I disagree with him on some things politically, for sure. But I know ultimately I can look at who the establishment wants to silence and how they treat them. And that can tell me a lot of what I need to know about a person from the outset. Then when you listen to what he says, especially in this interview with Tucker regarding the inception of our recent conflict with Russia over Ukraine, I mean, he's spot on. And he has that intimate knowledge of it because John and his father were involved in some of those negotiations and talks in the history of Russia. So I love what he's doing. I hope when they railroad him in the DNC with the Democratic nomination, that President Trump and him will form that super ticket. And everybody goes, well, RFK, he's bad on this. He's bad on this. Same people go, well, Trump's bad on this. He's bad on that. Look, they're all going to need people to rally behind them to help shape and form and guide, like an Alex Jones, like a Steve Bannon, like a Royce White, or whoever these other people are going to be, to help guide them in this next chapter. Donald Trump put some very bad people around him in the beginning that I wouldn't agree with. This time, I think he's probably learned a valuable lesson. Should we throw the baby out with the bathwater? No. All of us who would walk into D.C., myself included, are going to go through the growing pains of having snakes around us. That's just the swamp that we have allowed to manifest and grow there in D.C. So anybody who we elect is going to have some growing pains and issues. I think RFK could help Donald Trump greatly.
Well, if anybody's learned about the deep state, it's RFK. They murdered his father in front of him, and they murdered his uncle. And he was naming names of the CIA guys. I was kind of loved it when he was on Tucker. He said, deathbed confession, E. Howard Hunt. You know who got that and aired out? Myself and George Norrie. We broke the deathbed confession of the guy that Mission Impossible is named after. That's the reason Tom Cruise is called Ethan Hunt. And that's why the original TV show is Mission Impossible. That's him. And literally, former spy master, you name it, said, yeah, I was there. We ran the operation. We killed him.
You know, if we get into, yes, the deep state's out of control. They've been out of control. We could do an entire hour about Kennedy's assassination. There's definitely no shortage of controversy and material to pick from that. But the most indicting thing, I think, actually correlates to what we're talking about today and just understanding the scope of government. I think it's like 80% of the people, 90% of the people who were on the Warren Commission were Freemasons. Now, I'm not saying that you know, I get it. It's a big organization.
But they can use anything as a club to control people.
When you look at the Warren Commission, you look at the guys who were charged to investigate Kennedy's assassination, you're looking at a group of people who benefited from his assassination and who had the power, the strategic position within these agencies, groups, departments to carry out the assassination. Dulles, General LeMay, the list goes on and on. I mean, all of these people were right there at the table in the first place.
I mean,
so,
look.
Yeah.
The hitmen all confessed to it. I mean, it's well known. They murdered him. We've basically had a coup ever since then. We're trying to get out from under it right now. Royce White, people can find your great show. It airs tonight, 9 p.m. Central, RoyceWhite.us. You can find you on Twitter at Highway_30. Please call me Crazy Podcast. Royce White, thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. Godspeed.
All right. We're going to go to break in a few minutes, and we're going to come back with Jason Jones from Maui. And he's been there. He's got people he's bringing on the show the next hour and a half. First, I want to talk to him some, and he's bringing his witnesses on and guests. So this is important. But, look, I'm not just here to demonize the bureaucracy out of hand. Sometimes government does the right thing. But look at Texas and the shooting last year in West Texas. Uvalde. I mean, they stood down for 76 minutes. It was disgusting. They were putting hand sanitizer on all of the kids were dying. Our governments are becoming more and more inept, more and more jellyfish, more and more lazy, more and more stupid. And because they don't get punished for it and bad people keep getting promoted. Then you see video every day of cops doing incredibly heroic things at the same time. So this is not a black or white thing. It's a good guy versus bad guy thing. And we have evil globalists in control and they're out of control. All right. Jason Jones has been in the field. And- And he has now got reports for us, and he's got guests coming on when he hosts next hour. I'm going to talk to him first. Please remember, I haven't plugged in like 2 hours. We can only fund our operation if you go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've got amazing products. Thanks for your support.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, I gave you a full analysis of the global elite's international conspiracy to enslave humanity and all life on the planet. The Great Reset is a planned attempt to redistribute all the world's wealth and power into the hands of banks, corporations, billionaires, and the World Economic Forum. The only way this corporate fascist conspiracy can succeed is if the people of the world are not aware of it. For years, we've been laying out their sinister blueprint on InfoWars. What we are witnessing is nothing less than the failed plans of social Darwinists to capture free market capitalism and turn it toward their fascist aims of controlling and depopulating the globe. Because of the tremendous success of the first book, which received tens of thousands of orders before it was even released, we're releasing a second book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The people the globalists fear the most are the members of their own systems of control who wake up and then decide to act against the machine. The globalists believe they've planned for every possible contingency. They hadn't counted on the conscience and love of truth, which lives in the souls of good people. Order The Great Awakening now to support InfoWars and defeat the globalists. From Maui, and he looks upset. He's a native of Hawaii during the lockdowns, moved to Texas, but has strong roots there. Jason Jones is an author, researcher, reporter, and major filmmaker. HopeForHawaii.com. He hosts the Jason Jones Show. He'll be hosting the fourth hour, but I wanted to have him come on a little bit early so we could talk to him about what he's witnessed since he got to Maui, the 12-mile seclusion zone. The cutting off of the water, the not trimming the trees, the leaving of the power on, and now reports that the police blocked and kept the people in to die under orders. Is that true? Is what locals saying is right? Well, we can't tell. They're trying to not let journalists into the area. This is incredible. This is administrative mass murder, in my view, either through pure negligence or consciously. You have the globalists saying they want control of the area. Some of the most valuable real estate on the face of this green earth. Jason Jones, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex Jones, thanks for having me on your show.
Well, you're there. What's your diagnosis?
Well, first, Alex, I want to thank you. You've always been a great friend of Hawaii, and you're very much loved here. And every time I appear on your show, everywhere I go, people say, thank you for being on Alex's show. You have a lot of supporters here, and you've always lent your program to our community. And during the lockdowns, when no one else in the world was talking about the seven-mile-long lines for food, single mothers having to wait hours to pick up one meal for their children, you allowed us to come on your show and share the struggles of our community. So,
well, brother, that's the beta test. That was out of pure selfishness. I mean, we're all Americans. We're all together. And you're right. When I go to Hawaii, I get mobbed more than anywhere else. They are really awake because we know they never really became free. And I don't think they really are really a state. I think they've still been under occupation. But you're the expert. Tell us what the data dump is. Talking to the locals, what's happening?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to say this, Alex, that there are 1,200 missing people. 1,200 missing people. Where do they think these people are? They're playing this ridiculous game of there's 30 people who've died, there's 60 people who've died, there's 100 people who died. This is really torture to the people of Hawaii. So to put it in perspective, to have 1,200 missing people, the numbers between 1,000 and 2,000 missing people are the latest numbers. That would be the equivalent of after 9/11 to say that there are 864,000 missing New Yorkers. So to understand how devastating this is to the community of Maui, to Lahaina, and to all of Hawaii, because the families live on all the islands, I see this as a 9/11. The media is covering this as an afterthought. I felt sorry for the tourists who showed up here in those first days. And they were oblivious because how could they know? The media was not telling the story of the utter. We have a village, a town that is really the center and heart of Hawaiian culture, eviscerated, absolutely gone. And so I think there's three things that we really need to focus on. It's number one is we need to care for the survivors. It's utter destruction the trauma that they suffer.
And Tulsi Gabbard says they're blocking aid. Is that accurate?
The report is they're blocking aid. Yes, I hear this countless reports from Hawaii.
People having to bring it via jet ski into them.
Yeah, well, this is the real story of the heroes, are the Hawaiian community. You know, you talked about, you know, the greatest, the globalists and the commercial for your book on the Great Reset. You said that the globalists fear their own that convert. I also think they fear the people of Hawaii. Like you said, we're the beta test because globalists need to break us apart. They need to separate us. They need us not to allow us to have a tight-knit community, to have family, to have friends. You're never going to come to a place where people are more closely knit, more committed to sharing with each other, to caring for each other.
I agree, and it's so, such a big story that Hawaii has such an evil government with such good people. To explain again, they're not for 8 days letting aid in. Tulsi Gabbard was just there. She said they're not letting aid in, so citizens are having to run the boats in defiance of the police to give it to them. That is insane.
And stopping, they'd have to go around the harbors. They'd have to go to people's private property or come in on jet ski. Yes. Now, we're bringing in planes. We've been bringing stuff in by sailboat. We're told we can go in today, that they don't have, obviously, ATM cards aren't working and they can't withdraw cash. So we're going to be delivering cash today to these families. But we have to care for the survivors. We also, this is very important. No one's talking about this, Alex, and this is hard for me to even say on the show. But we need to care and honor the dead. You have to understand, all healthy cultures revere and honor their dead. But the Hawaiians especially, you cannot build anything in Hawaii where the Hawaiians buried their loved ones. And we have to make sure that the deceased are received proper burials. And this is something that we at Hope for Hawaii are really focusing on, and that we're a collection of local organizations. My organization, the Vulnerable People Project, works around the world serving communities facing genocide and war. Alex, I cannot tell you, I was just in Ukraine. To come back from Ukraine and then come back home and to see, as shocking as what I saw in Ukraine was, to see things that are even more unbelievable in the videos that I saw from that the family shot themselves in Lahaina, breaks my heart. So we have to care for the survivors. We have to honor the dead and bury the dead. And we have to keep the vultures away. Alex, this is the unbelievable part. Could you imagine how disrespectful to the people of Hawaii? I don't think in the wake of 9/11, anyone was getting calls from realtors asking about buying property in New York City because of I didn't hear anything like that. I can't imagine that people within hours of seeing planes fly into the Twin Towers were working the phones trying to buy people's real estate while they were digging up bodies. Well, we have over 1,000 missing people. That means every family. Lahaina has 13,000 people, Alex. So in a community.
Well, that was my next point. The governor, 2 days in, said, yeah, we're looking to take the property and build something new. Then he walked that back.
Yeah, this isn't going to happen. I can promise you, Alex Jones, the people of Hawaii are not going to let this happen. And, you know, the people of the world love Hawaii. You have a Hawaii driver's license. You go to an airport, the TSA agents, they get so excited, they light up. You can go to Siberia and Nigeria, and you say the words Hawaii, and people light up. And why is it? It's not the beautiful. We have beautiful oceans and mountains and beaches, but that's not it. It's the aloha spirit. It's the people of Hawaii. So the people of Hawaii have a lot of goodwill with people around the world. I think this is one of the reasons why they're having to hide the catastrophe, the sheer scope of this disaster. You know, most people who aren't from Hawaii aren't seeing on their Instagram feeds what I'm seeing. And, you know, and if you just follow my personal Instagram page, I'm constantly sharing it at the Jason Jones Show. It's my personal page. I'm just sharing everything that the locals are making.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery stories on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Two nights of not being able to sleep, I thought, I'm just going to work from Maui. I'm just going there. I'm going to do my part and see what I can do. Just... My teeth were itching, so like a beaver has to gnaw on wood to stop his teeth from itching. I thought, I just have to go and do what I can. So today what we're going to be doing is driving to Lahaina, and we're going to be meeting with the displaced families. We have our partners and us together. We have $20,000 in gift cards, and we have thousands and thousands of dollars of cash and $100 bills. We've got 80 pallets of water that's being shipped in today. We've sent over generators and satellite phones, everything we can do just to keep the people as comfortable as possible, to ameliorate their suffering. This is, you know, what the Vulnerable People Project does.
And let's expand on that, because I've been meaning to get you on. You just got back a month ago or so from Ukraine, and I want to do viewer discretion as advised. This is just some of the photos. First, we'll show photos of he and his crew there bringing food and supplies to Ukraine. And we're going to show you in a hospital some of the battlefield stuff and some of the things happening. These are lower mandibles blown off. These are people with giant 50 cal wounds, but we're going to go ahead and show you. You're a military veteran yourself, and so I want to get your take versus what you just saw in Ukraine versus what we're going to show right now. But because I know you, I've been wanting to get you on about Ukraine separately, but to go from one tragedy now to your home state and view this.
Okay.
Go ahead and start showing the images, guys. So, and tell us about these photos you took in Ukraine.
Yeah, so these photos are from our medical team in Zaporizhia, and this is what war looks like. Again, Alex, an administration, a government that allows this to happen a world away with no calls for ceasefire. No calls for ceasefire. Why isn't the mainstream media, why isn't the left calling for a ceasefire? Oh, please. Why isn't the mainstream media calling for a ceasefire? I support the Ukrainian people against Russian aggression. This is a proxy war, and the people of Ukraine are being smashed between Germany and the United States and the interests of the European Union and NATO and the West and Russia. The only people profiting from this war live in Moscow and Westchester County. You know, they live in Westchester, New York, and Great Falls, Virginia. The people of Ukraine are being ground into dust. Ukraine is the most conservative country in the former Soviet republics. They have the largest pro-family movement in all of Europe. They're country folks. They're farmers. And they're being used as a proxy. So when you look at Joe Biden, can you believe this, Alex Jones? When asked about Ukraine, Joe Biden says, no comment. Well, what does that tell you? It tells you only one of two things. He wasn't prepared to answer a question on what happened in Lahaina because it didn't rise to his level of interest. Or it told you that it was not prudent for him to speak on it because of his political ambition or goals. And both are unbelievable.
And let's expand on that.
I worked in politics.
Absolutely. Walter Cronkite helped begin the end of the Vietnam War by showing little naked boys and girls running with their clothes and skin burned off. And people understood its documentary needed to be shown. Some people won't like us showing images from Ukraine that you shot personally with your aid mission, giving them medicine and food and a lot of money you spent over there from your big films you made. And so you're a hero doing that. But I know it's because you're humanitarian. You don't want the credit. But we show this so we can end this war because mainstream media, Jason Jones, doesn't want us to see this.
No, and that's exactly right, Alex. And I even feel many of us on the right who are, you know, sharing things that would make people think the Ukrainians are bad people are falling into the game. Because the game is not to have anyone have empathy for the people of Ukraine. Just enough sympathy to get the military industrial complex fed its money and its blood, but not enough for people to actually stop and pause and think what's in the best interest of the people of Ukraine. Like in Ukraine, these people are ready, the way we would be, to fight to the last person to defend their borders. But I think the United States of America has to think what's in its interest and what's in the best interest of the people of Ukraine, and I think that's an immediate ceasefire. And so what happens is when on the right people promulgate things to generate hatred for the people of Ukraine or at least a lack of sympathy, or some people are just becoming Putin apologists, what this does is it allows us to fall into the General Milley's goals. General Milley said he wants a 20-year quagmire. Very early on, I believe it was in April after the invasion, when someone said, do you think Ukraine can win? He said, we don't need Ukraine to win.
We want to drain Russia. That means drain the Americans.
We need a quagmire. We didn't include the American people, and we didn't include the people of Ukraine.
Wow, 20 years. We've already sent them almost $200 billion in 2 years. Imagine how much 20 years would be.
Ukraine, Alex, we send weapons to the people of Ukraine to fight and die with. And we sent money to American grifters in the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, what do you make of Biden sending $700 to the folks in that town?
You know, we're trying to give every family $100. My little organization is trying to get on top of the generators and on top of the boats and the chartering planes. We're trying to give every family. That's what I'll be doing today, going out and giving every family $100. My little organization with my team of four people begging on the phone night and day. And you can go to our website. Alex, can I promote our website?
Please do.
HopeForHawaii.com. And the idea that they're only going to give each household $700. Alex, you know what a household is in Hawaii? A household is what a household should be. It's like my household. It's mom, dad, kids, grandma, grandpa, some cousins, an uncle. This is what a household is. When my wife was worked at a bank on Oahu, she said the average home had 7 signers on the mortgage. Why is this? Because the starter home is $1 million. And so you have a whole family living together. A household is not mom, dad, 1.2 kids, and a $5,000 dog. A household is a lot of folks. So to think you're going to give every household, the federal government's going to give $700. So I want to go back to when Joe Biden said, I have no comment. You know, I've run campaigns from the State House to the White House. There's a technique called blocking and bridging. You use it to avoid answering questions you don't want to answer that are difficult. So if I was a consultant for Joe Biden, even if I was a heartless ghoul, like I guess he's surrounded with, even if I could care less, what I would have done, because I was working for a politician, is I would have told him, Mr. President, you're probably going to be asked about Lahaina. Before you're asked, if it's not the first question, I want you to address it. So whatever they ask you, because this is a great tragedy, and you need to show to the people of America that you care, even though you don't, but we need to show them you do. And so what you should do is, whatever question they ask you, say, Jack, thanks for that question, but I need to say something right now. My heart is broken. The heart of the American people is broken. And our prayers go to the families of Lahaina. And I can promise you that my administration is going to work with the state, county, and local officials and with the people of Maui to make sure that we give every affected family, look at this.
Well, that's right. So it's a microcosm. He does this more and more where they just laugh like veterans, or they're dumping people in Louisville, Kentucky, old people on stretchers with no health care. They're euthanizing children in Canada. I mean, it's just a heartless evil, and they're just training us that they don't care.
Yeah, but can you believe, why couldn't he just give that answer? He couldn't. He's president of the United States, surrounded by a lot of people that are paid to tell him what.
Well,
to
then
say.
Why do you think he did that?
I think they really, as a friend of mine said, he sent me that quote. He goes, "This guy is a gangster. This guy," he goes, "I kind of respect this guy right now. He just doesn't care at all." But remember, this is the guy that on July 6th of 2020. Went on national television and said Afghanistan will never fall. Alex Jones, on July 6th, my organization was already moving because we anticipated this. One of our advisors was like, Jason, Afghanistan, by July 6th, 85% of Afghanistan's districts had already fallen. And Joe Biden lied. Either he lied or our intelligence agencies had no clue that that was a country in absolute collapse.
No, they love just lying to us. They're training us to be lied to. I'm going to come back and do a few more minutes with you on Trump and the indictments. I'm going to hand the baton to you. You're going to narrate this. I know you've interviewed some people. I was told you were going to have some guests. I'm not sure. But please, I'm going to be very busy there in the town tomorrow, there in Maui. Lahaina, I always pronounce it wrong. But I've been there 4 or 5 times, great people. But I hope tomorrow, or you can send us any quick reports that you can upload. I hope you can join us tomorrow from the ground. But I guess there's no internet there, is there?
You know, there may be, because we're getting Starlinks there. And I apologize, I wasn't able to get people today. They were utterly exhausted. It's a bit early.
Oh, I totally. No. No, I understand. What is it, like 9 in the morning there right now?
Alex, I lost you. Can you hear me?
Okay, can you hear me, Jason Jones?
I can, Alex. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What time is it in Hawaii right now?
It's almost 9 o'clock.
That's what I. Okay. We're gonna come right back to you in 2 minutes. Stay there. Everybody should support you. You're a real charity. This guy goes to Afghanistan. He goes to Ukraine. I mean, he's there. This guy's the real deal. He's a great patriot. HopeForHawaii.com.
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.